They're playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach at the service in New York City at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Before we return to that, NPR's David Wellner has been in downtown Washington today at the FBI building, where congressional leaders have been meeting with Attorney General John Ashcroft. The administration wants to ask Congress for expanded investigation powers involving wiretaps and other means of surveillance. So, David, what kind of powers is the Attorney General talking about here?
Lisa, Attorney General Ashcroft is asking for what he calls enhanced law enforcement resources. One of the things he says is that the law has to be changed so that the sanctions for terrorism are at least equal to those of other crimes such as espionage or even illegal gambling. He says that, in fact, law enforcement officers have more tools to move against those activities than they do against terrorism. But he also says that the law right now about wiretaps is for specific telephones rather than for specific persons who are being targeted with the wiretaps. And he says with the changes in technology, especially with cell phones, it's very easy to switch phones rapidly, and each time the phone changes, new authorization is needed from a court. He wants Congress to change those laws.
And which congressional leaders were with him there today?
There was the leadership from Congress. We had both House Majority Leader Richard Gephardt and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle in. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert were over. Also, ranking members from the House and Senate Intelligence Committees were briefed, both by Attorney General Ashcroft and by FBI Director Robert Mueller.
Now, how are they responding to what the Attorney General seems to be proposing?
Well, they were pretty tight-lipped about it afterwards. This was, of course, a closed meeting, and it's classified information that they talked about, they said. However, there was a general consensus, it seems, that Congress is ready to act swiftly on all of this. However, Senator Patrick Leahy, who heads the Judiciary Committee, said that we have to be sure that in changing these laws, we are not stripping away constitutional guarantees for Americans. If that happens, the terrorists will have won. Similar remarks were made by some of the Republicans here. There's a certain amount of caution in proceeding with this, but there seems to be this sense of bipartisanship backing for what the administration is doing. And in fact, there's a lot of praise for what the FBI is doing as well.
NPR's David Wellner. Thank you, David.